The European Commission and European Parliament are examining complaints put forth by Czech MEPs and free press advocates that ANO leader Andrej Babiš's influence over certain media outlets poses a threat to Czech democracy. Also under the microscope are recent comments made, supposedly in jest, by President Miloš Zeman to Vladimir Putin about the need to liquidate journalists. Dominic Yoon reports.
The issue of the potential erosion of Czech press freedom is set to be debated by the European Parliament on Thursday. But on Tuesday, the matter was brought before the EP's Committee on Civil Liberties, Justice and Home Affairs. Testimony was heard from a number of press freedom advocates, including Adam Černý, head of the Czech Syndicate of Journalists. Additionally, Julie Majcerák, head of the Brussels office of NGO Reporters Without Borders, criticized offhand comments made during a recent trip to China by President Zeman to Russian leader Vladimir Putin, calling for the liquidation of journalists. The perceived threat posed by Babiš, recently engulfed in a scandal involving apparent abuse of his now former media holdings, and also President Zeman, led Czech MEPs from the top 09 and Christian Democrats to press the matter via the European People's Party faction to be brought to the attention of the EU. European People's Party MEP Manfred Weber of Germany, who is a member of the Committee on Civil Liberties, Justice and Home Affairs, agreed that there is a need to address potential threats to Czech press freedom.
The Czech media landscape is very liberal and open today. There are many independent journalists, and the Czech Republic ranks among the top countries in terms of press freedom. Despite this, some questions remain unanswered. For example, the news that Andrej Babiš, in media owned by him, is exercising an influence over news and journalistic output. These questions are being discussed in Prague, and they need also to be debated in the European context, because a free media is one of the fundamental pillars of our continent.
Die Medienfreiheit ist ein großes Grundprinzip unseres Kontinents.
The European Parliament Committee hearing also heard from a number of MEPs, including Czech ones. For example, MEP Jaromír Štětina warned that the current threat to the Czech press landscape could serve as a first step to the threatening of Czech democracy itself. ANO leader Andrej Babiš, who was recently forced to rid himself of his media holdings via new anti-conflict of interest legislation, at least on paper, has denied exerting influence over Mafra publishing house publications such as Mladá fronta Dnes, which are now owned by the Babiš-founded Agrifert agricultural conglomerate. ANO party MPs did not take part in the committee hearing. Meanwhile, the European Commission also took up the matter, but Giuseppe Abamonte, who heads the Commission's Media and Data Directorate, told the committee that it was a matter for the Czech Republic to address and that the Commission was powerless to intervene. Christian Democrat MEP Tomáš Dechovský criticized his colleagues for bringing the matter to the EU, saying it was best addressed on a national level, but he also had harsh words for the Czech president.
My se za Miloše Zemana v České republice velmi stydíme.
We are very ashamed of President Miloš Zeman in the Czech Republic because many of his statements are made while in a state that can hardly be described as sober. Unfortunately, we will have to keep being ashamed of him so long as he is president, but don't take his words as being a real attack on media freedom.
To, že Miloš Zeman útočí na média. Děkuji.